everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Kelly. Started the fire.
And welcome to the show. It was a very heated and explosive tribal today, right?
It was heated. I think everyone was pretty calm.
It wasn't heated. It was actually, it was just like last week where we had another moment on Survivor where people get to speak their truths to other people. And the Survivor editors are definitely taking more of the microcosm of society approach this season.
Rather than the Jeff Varner approach?
Poor yeah. Jeff Varner.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just got to say, with this episode, I think it proves my point that, you know, you have
Christmas
all that.
Not going to win?
You have all that time there on the island. Why wouldn't you make your shelter, like, make it better, you know? Instead of being miserable in the rain.
My first notes I wrote were, bad storm, could have used a better shelter.
And I just feel like, why wouldn't you do that, you know? It's just, that's just my thoughts, you know?
I agree with you 100%. If you've ever slept outside and it's rained, on you, it's not comfortable sleeping all wet. Luckily, it was probably warm there.
I know, that's what I was saying. I was like, why wouldn't you try to improve it? I mean, aside from getting a tarp, sure.
I feel like I've heard this conversation
before.
Yeah,
like, why wouldn't you say, yeah.
I can't argue with you. I kind of feel bad for not even thinking that far ahead. Like, you know, I'd be sitting there and just say, you know, I got to rest and relax. I got to rest, you know. I can't work an hour or two a day because that would be just too strenuous.
Oh, man. All right.
Okay.
But, we work hard on the shelter for one day and then we just ignore it. But that's okay.
Anywho, let's.
Oh, yeah, we have this nice moment and at the end of the episode and we kick it off by talking about the shelter.
Hey, I was warm. I sleep warm at night, so.
Anywho, before we get into any of this episode, I want to thank people that make the show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JNJack. This show and all of the other podcasts on the Jay and Jack Network are listener-supported through the Patreon page. If you'd like to contribute today, go on over to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link today.
If you shop Amazon, you can go buy yourself a shelter on Amazon.
Oh, there you go. I'm sure they have tarps there. And
they have everything pots. You want there.
Yeah. All right, Colleen, take it away.
All right, so Survivor, Season 39, Isle of the Idols, Episode 7, I Was Born at Night, But Not Last Night. We start
was
off.
Was that the title of the episode?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
We start. Was that said at Tribal Council? When was that even said?
No, that was Boston Rob said it.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Cassandra said a girl's going to win. I'll give you 2-1. I was born at night, but not last night.
Yeah. But you know, that was also that line from Sandra was great because it kind of also set up what was going to happen later on at Tribal.
I did find out why she had the bandage on.
Yes, she tweeted about it. Do you want to share?
She did. She was when they were building the shelter, and this is the reason why you just sit around and rest. She got some kind of infection or something. Something, and she got like bloody blister,
pussy,
gross blisters, and couldn't hug people, and it was burning, and the doctors changed it once a day for her and stuff like that. But that's why you don't build a shelter; you just deal with the rain.
Right, right. See, look, asked and answered, guys. Asked and answered.
There you go.
Which, speaking of, somebody tweeted at or put it in the Facebook page, maybe. About they really did stay there. I don't know if you guys saw. They turned down the shelter. They were offered the opportunity to stay at Ponderosa or in someplace else. I'm, of course, doing this from memory. And they turned it down. So I guess power to them.
I thought I said that, though. I thought Wiggler or Bloom said it.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeff was about it last week or the week before.
Oh, okay. Well, cool.
But I did see it. I did see it on our Facebook page, and at least we got confirmation.
Yeah. Yes, we did. All right. We go into Vokai, night 16. Lauren tells Missy she feels betrayed. Everybody's a little bit cocky about having the numbers. We go over to Lyro on day 16, or night 16, rather, and it's raining. We go into the next morning. Jamal wants to start the fire. Kelly is not happy that he's being so bossy. She gets the fire going. good for her. Kelly started the fire. Nora is also upset at Jamal because he calls her out on eating too much rice.
she did seem to have a lot of rice there.
She kind of did.
I mean, that was a big shell, and she says she packs it down.
Right.
So I'm not saying she's right. I'm not saying she's wrong. Who's right or wrong? But to me, I said, that's a big bowl of rice. But again, I'm not there.
Right. You know, she just makes her classic Nora remark. She's like, I'm over his face and his oppressive remarks. And it's like, really, Nora? Really?
I'm going to cut his throat.
Really? You have to share the rice with the rest of the people, and that's an oppressive remark, girl.
And she scares me because I think she would cut people's throats.
She would too. She's going to cut you with that shell in your sleep.
Like she would.
Or just shaft you with it at a challenge.
Here's your rice. Here's your rice. Here's your rice.
Thank you. Shafting is something totally different. Oh, that's what Dan was trying to do.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
We'll get to that. Anyway, Nora wants an all-girls alliance, but Janet is not doing that. They just want to get Dean out. Janet says it's a matter of keeping Nora's headspace with us. Janet then has to go to Island of the Idols. She cries that she's scared, but she gets there and she is speechless upon seeing Sandra.
She was definitely starstruck.
She was, and it was great. She was probably what most of us would be like. Wait, whoa. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would have been very excited. I probably would have been more of the Nora end of things, or the Janet.
You're definitely more of a Nora.
More of a Nora, yeah, unfortunately. Or not Janet. What's her name? Who went last week? What's her name?
You're just a Nora. I don't think you're anything else.
Who's the one that left? Elaine.
Elaine.
Might have been in the Elaine camp, too. But anyway, her lesson is about calculated risks. She can win safety, but without a power advantage, so she can leave the tribal without having a vote or getting a vote cast against her. She talks through the risks of whether or not she should do it, at which point I was like, yeah, she's taking her test right now. And she says she's not going to play because she thinks that leaving a tribal would put her a bigger target on herself if she left it. And Rob is very happy at her decision.
I agreed. That was a stupid one.
It
was. A couple of it just been, why would you take that? And I was sitting there thinking, hold on, you can't take that. You have to walk away.
Yeah.
She did the right thing.
Indeed.
Yeah. Then as she's leaving, Sandra says, I keep saying that the winner of this season is going to be a woman. And then Rob says, what does he say, Jack?
She goes, well, you want to bet? I give 2-1 odds. He says, I was born at night, but not last night, or whatever it was. I gotta go work in that shelter.
Yeah,
but, you know, I did notice in the shelter with the video that was attached to what someone put on Facebook, he did have a hammer and nails. He had a shovel. He has better tools than I think they have.
Yeah,
at the other shelter. So I will give him that. But still, I would build a better shelter.
Yeah. You know, it would be funny if there was like a, I mean, it would take way too much time. So I say this, you know, with a grain of salt, if there was like a side challenge where, you know, every time the person they sent away, like, successfully completed their task, they get, you know, something way cool to, like, add to their shelter. Like, you can have the hammer and nails if what's-his-face can crawl on the floor in stealth mode overnight.
Or you can get your own, you can give Dan his own shelter.
God. Oh, God. Yeah, so Janet goes back, tells a similar story to Kelly, who was a little bit nervous. We got a lot of Kelly this episode.
If you just told the truth the first time, would you have to be nervous every time someone goes over there?
But nobody has told the truth yet.
I know. I think people are coming back and realize it's better just to keep quiet at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We go over to Vokai, though, night 17, and Dan is snuggling with Elizabeth, who is not asking to be snuggled with.
I don't know how someone does that. I mean, it just...
Oh, I do mean, it every night.
That's true.
But I'm sorry, and I'm being... saying, but if it's like... You shouldn't be doing that.
And it really
irritates me.
As a male who is snuggled against his will every single night by his wife, I can agree with this sentiment completely.
Well, you can tell your wife, no, I don't want to snuggle.
I do. She doesn't take no for an answer.
Okay. But Dan is like Dan. Dan's doing it
is
with
no
people.
Is no an answer?
Dan has no relations with these people. He has no business.
Exactly, exactly. We're just teasing over here.
Wait.
We're joking
just,
around.
Because so, I'm married to you, I don't have. I don't okay. have agency in my life's choices.
Well, you should have, but again, it's a little different because Dan is just.
I know.
It was part of my prenup.
Wait, we have a prenup? Hold on. This is a game changer.
I like my freedom. I'll just say that. I like my freedom, but I can see, you know, sometimes you're sleeping and you know, you're moving around and you do it by accident. He's not doing it by accident. He's got issues.
Yeah, it is very unfortunate for him.
It's
well,
like
yes, for everyone
for
around
president.
Him, not for him. What am I talking about? I'm tired. Anyway, so, but it's a short scene. And then the next scene, though, we see, and this has to be included for a reason, because you just have that, like, you know, 10-second clip, and then they're all talking about it the next day. So I'm wondering if it comes into play later on. And that's why we even saw that and the following conversation to begin with.
Well, they're laughing about it, and they're doing some things, but I think it was awkward laughing.
Right.
Think one of the guys, I mean, I hate to put it this way, but one of the guys should have went up and said, hey, Dan, you need to sleep with the guys.
Right.
Yeah, you can't, because they're uncomfortable. I mean, you can't keep doing
you're
that.
You're not exactly. welcome here anymore.
I mean, because right. Kelly's gone up to him, they've approached him, and he's still doing it. Someone needs to step, I mean, or be not making a gender. All the tribe mates need to go up to him and say, "Look, you got to stop doing it,
right?
Or we're gonna vote you out."
Which I don't understand why they don't just vote him out anyway.
Yeah, like where's he offering it?
He's just not threatening in the game itself.
He's not threatening, and I think it's more at this point they want to, you know, you want to win, but do you want to? I don't know. The guy, he just, I don't know.
I know.
He's slimy.
Yeah, he is.
And he can say it's editing and stuff. We've seen too much of it that it's a pattern, so.
Yeah, we have, that's exactly, like, that's got to be in there for a reason, because we keep seeing it. So I wonder if it comes to play later on in the season.
Well, maybe that'll be the third thing we learn.
Yeah. Hey, you never know. You never know. It could be. We go into the next day, 18, and the chickens are the three that are left. Tommy, Lauren, and Lauren are going to throw Dan under the bus. They spread a rumor that Dan wants to get people out, which is funny that that's the rumor they're spreading about Dan. The rest of his actions are kind of speaking for themselves around
yeah,
there.
Yeah, again, I said I would have said, you know, hey, this guy's got issues. That's the direction I went because they were all talking about it.
Right,
and you have Missy on the other side, who's too smart to come up with some, you know, because she's observant, and she goes, well, they're thick as thieves, Tommy and Lauren, so that wasn't going to work.
Right.
So anyway, you got to know who you're playing with.
Right, and who knows if they had gone to tribal council, maybe Dan would have been voted out.
Maybe
that's true.
Like we just don't know. Yep. Speaking of, we go into the immunity challenge. They've got to throw the coconuts and do the puzzle. And I learned today that it's all about the size of the coconut.
They say size doesn't matter, but
yeah. But in the end, Vokai wins, and it was close. Like, they had the wrong answer, and then Lyra almost came back. And then just at the very, very end, Vokai manages to squeak out the win.
Well, hear that. You can tell they don't respect Elaine. She's clearly saying, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong, over and over again.
Yeah.
And they still went ahead, Jeff, wrong. She's going, She clearly, they could have lost because they weren't listening to her. I don't think they respect her. I think they think she's not very bright, and she is.
With the other tribe, did they just not place it in right? Because it looked like everything was there, and it just didn't make sense.
I think it was because it was a middle one. They were having trouble getting it in.
Okay, Jeff. Gotcha.
That's what she said. I know.
They didn't play their edges right.
Well, you had to. They were trying to put it in at an angle. You had to put it in flat. Right. I mean, it's the only way it's going to fit.
Okay. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right. You're trying to push it in this way and push it in this way. There's only room probably just go on top and then just push it down. I don't know what Jamal was doing. He was kept trying to push it in and wedge it, and it wasn't going
to
work that way.
Yeah, you have to like almost like bring it up and go like straight down.
Yeah, exactly. Just get two people, lay it flat, and anyway, they should have won, but they choked it, gagged it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes, I guess. We go over to back to the Lyro camp. They all want to vote Dean out, or maybe Nora. Dean feels safe because Nora is freaking insane. Kelly's idol expires after this tribal council. She wants to do something big. She wants to work with Dean so the idol doesn't go to waste because she likes him because she knows his ex-girlfriend, which I listened to Jason's exit interview on RHAP this week, and I guess he dated Nora's cousin in college.
Really?
Yeah.
Nora's cousin?
Uh-huh. And they asked her.
Jason did.
Jason did, yeah.
Oh, I thought Dean. Wait, Dean dated. Okay. So Jason dated. So they must know each other.
They didn't know each other. I guess they had the same last name or something, maybe.
Nora's cousin doesn't want to hang
around her. Right. I guess they had the same last name, so, or something like that. And, you know, they kind of figured it out a few days in. So I thought that, you know, Nora seems to have like 3 degrees of separation with everyone.
Yeah.
Or well, Dean, fair, or I guess Dean does,
I
Nora does.
Never met her, hang around.
What?
I said I have cousins I haven't met and or haven't seen in years. So.
Well, no, she might know her cousin, but she... If Dean dated her in college, you know, I don't know all of my cousins' boyfriends and girlfriends from college.
But didn't Nora say that Jason reminded her of an ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, I think he made a joke about this. He said, I guess our family has a type. So I just, yeah, funny. So anyway, she wants to work with Dean, not like waste. She wants to give him an idol in exchange for him to vote for Jamal or Jack. She makes a calculated risk. I was like, look at this. The editor, they got a new casting director. They must have a new editing team. Like everything just fell into place this episode, like a puzzle piece.
I did like her confessional, though, when she came up with the idea.
Oh, yeah.
And she just stops, and there's like an hour goes by, and then she explains what it was.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I was like, that's a very me confessional.
Yeah. Nope. They should have played some music or something, like the Jeopardy music or something.
But I kind of like that because, like, right after she had, like, it all really formed and kind of planned out and had her whole thoughts together. But there was no hems and haws and kind of trying to discover as you went along. She had a very succinct and planned out thing. So it was only, what, like 10 seconds? But the fact that she took the time and then was able to formulate that type of plan, I thought, was a good sign. You know, it's easy to make fun of it, but I do think at least she was productive in that time she took.
Well, it could have backfired, though. I was thinking at one point, it's like, why take the chance?
Yeah.
I mean, why take, you don't know what's going to happen, but it worked out. But like she said, it could have been a huge blunder.
So here's my thing. And I guess we could talk about that now. We could talk about that after we talk about the tribal. But the thing, what we find out is she gives it to Dean. Like she does it so under the radar that I'm kind of wondering, other than just having Dean be loyal to her, which everybody on both of his tribes now have gone after him, so I don't know how much having Dean as an ally helps you out, but it helps him out as, you know, having you to protect him, but it's not like he's bringing along a whole bunch of people to the relationship. But she wanted to do it to make a big move, and I guess she has his vote on the jury at the end, but nobody else knows about it. Like,
but look who she has in her alliance. She has Jamal, who she doesn't trust. She has Nora, who she you can't trust her, and then she has Karishma. So she really doesn't have a strong alliance.
Yeah.
So I think she was thinking, okay, if I get Dean on my side, we get to the merge, we can kind of work with, maybe I can get some stronger players and go further in the game, because I'm not going to go far with those players I have there. Because I think Jamal, the minute he had a chance, he would take her out.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm surprised they didn't make the play on Jamal. And I think, Colleen, you kind of were reading it.
I thought it was going to be Jamal. I really, really did.
I thought so also.
Like, they set it up in the beginning when they had the I don't like Jamals. I was kind of bummed because I liked Jamal and I wanted to see him go further. So I guess I was happy if it was going to be either Jack or Jamal. I guess Jack would be the one that I would sacrifice. But it's just interesting that I was like, what's so special about Dean other than he's a number for you, I guess? Like, He's good at challenges, so he's going to probably, you know, be an immunity risk at the merge. Nobody knows that she did this. Like, you know, she had great points during the tribal. She, you know, endeared herself, I guess, with what she was talking about. When it came to the actual play itself, though, I was confused as to why do something like that with nobody except that one person knowing that you did it. Like, it doesn't go on your resume. It doesn't help you advance yourself beyond that one person.
If she makes it to the final three, she can bring that up and say, yeah, I did that. This is what I did to get my further in the game. And I'm not going to align myself with Nora because she's a loose cannon.
But Nora voted for Dean, for Jack. The two votes for Jack tonight were Nora and Dean.
Yeah, because she told Nora that she was smart. She told Nora that her name had been coming up.
Yeah, so, okay, the thing though
That was also part of her plan, was that she told Nora that your name has been brought up.
Right, which it had been, but Nora and Dean don't particularly like each other. So why
would
Nora?
They don't. But I think that if I'm again going to Kelly, I'm looking at who I'm aligned with. I'm like, it's not a strong alliance. And again, Nora is like Debbie. She's she's too honest. You saw her at tribal. She just talks forever, and she just gives out too much information. And you're not going to win the game with someone aligned with someone like that, because she's eventually going to give up your what your plan is.
And I get that. I totally get that. I don't see what the calculated risk, what the ultimate, other than chipping away at, you know, at
I think
Jack
she, I
and
think
that
she,
tribe.
Her goal is to build a new alliance when the merge. I think. She figured her and Dean have a connection. She'd be loyal with Dean.
Nobody else likes Dean, though.
But I get that. But Dean, she's like I said. I'm not gonna put my money on staying with Nora and Karishma. Right. I'm not gonna put my money with Karishma. Janet, yeah. I think she has an alliance with Janet.
Yeah, I don't see, like, this doesn't go on her resume. Other people are doing things that are like in your face that they could go in out. Like, hey, you know, 8 votes back when we were, you know, eight episodes ago, ten people ago, I did that thing where I gave him the idol and I saved him. That was my big move. Well, like, I don't see the point of that.
But here's the thing. It was expiring, so you had to do something with it. And I think the fact that it was expiring,
scared to make the move in front of everybody else, isn't it?
But it's better because this way she made the move. And I think it's much better that than to do nothing. At least she did something with it. And she changed the dynamic of the game and got rid of
Plus she was worried about competing with Jack.
Yeah, and I think that was fair because Jack was loved by everybody. So I don't think
And who got blood on their hands?
I don't think it was a bad move. I just don't understand the point of doing it in secret. Because nobody, you don't get the credit for it, and it's all, you should be able to get the credit for it.
Well, Dean
knows. But at a certain point of the game, you have to survive.
Because then
she'd also have to explain, well, where did you get that idol? You didn't tell anybody you had an idol?
It's way worse now to go out and be bombastic.
Now she's going to be putting a target on, I mean, we talked about before, if you don't tell people you have an idol.
Well, Jamal found his idol at the camp. Why would it have been tough for her to say, I found this at camp?
She went to Island of the Idols, and they all expected her to have it.
Or yeah, she could just say, I found it at camp, like Jamal found his.
Yeah, but that's not going to be believable.
Why?
Why? I don't know why you want her to like come out and say it. I feel like she made a perfectly good point.
Okay.
In fact, she even said that's what she was worried about.
Yeah.
All right. We'll have to agree to disagree.
I hear what you're saying, but I think she was worried about Jack. And she got rid of a player that she didn't think she would have trouble beating without any blood on her hands.
Yeah. All right. I think that's a win.
All right. Well, then.
And she can always say, like I said, what moves? They always ask, what moves did you make? Well, do you remember when
Dean 10 episodes ago,
I gave it to him.
All right.
And I'm the one that's not her only play.
Here's the thing. That's not her only – that may not be her only play. And the fact that it's still under wraps allows her to continue to make more big plays. And if you're talking about building a resume, it's really hard if you're going to put your name out there that early on, because then there's going to be a target on your back. But the fact that she did it under the radar, she still has the ability to make more moves. And then if she gets to the final three, she can not only say that one from 10 weeks ago, but then she says the one from 5 weeks ago and the one from this past week. So this allows her to continue to make big moves because there's not going to be a target on her back because she didn't make some bombastic, you know, big showy play.
All right. When she's in the final three and if she wins the game and she brings that up, then you guys are right. We're just going to have to play the long game here.
But I will say, not all players can just do nothing and win the game like Michelle, Colleen. I know that's your preferred player, but I think in general.
Screw you. That's not my preferred player. That's not funny.
Kelly's actually had to go to tribal council.
She's had to go and make moves, I know you're winners pick Michelle.
She didn't go 22 days or 23 days without ever going to tribal. So, you know.
I mean, that's true gameplay right there, right? Just not having to
do
anything.
I like how Jay decides to join the conversation and then just...
you know, if you just happen to get lucky and you're on the, you know, there's people that win the Super Bowl, World Series.
Where they don't have to actually do anything to the very end.
You know, just...
All right. Out of all the things I thought were going to take a long time talking about this episode, this was not one of them. At Tribal Council, did anybody notice that Jack had a worm crawling on his buff? Because
kind of tripping me out.
I couldn't unsee it. I was like, why is that there?
I did not notice that.
Yeah, it was there. If you go back and rewatch it, there was definitely a worm.
I'll have to go back and rewatch it just for the worm.
Yeah. The worm was in different positions too, which made me wonder, like, you know,
did he not know it was there?
At some point it's gone, so I assume that at some point he must have realized or it like fell, but yeah.
He always looks like he's kind of stone.
Yeah.
So maybe he's just, you know.
What was that dude's name that we always thought with Island Weed? What was his name?
Oh, I remember
Gen
that
X
guy. That dude was stoned all the time.
What was his name?
I know who you're talking about. I can't remember his name.
Oh, well. All right, so... Jamal's nervous. Nora's doing her crazy laugh again. Jamal makes a comment: the power of women when they get to that he knows the power of women when they get together and understand their collective power. And then Kelly calls sexism on that because she says that.
Can I say something? Right when Jamal said that, I go, "Oops."
Know your audience, bro.
Honestly, I did not at first. It wasn't until Kelly started talking.
I know. I said, "Oh, that's going to come back to bite him."
Well, I think given the So, but I don't think he said it in like any malicious way or even any thoughtless way. To be honest,
no. But it's how am I going to say this? I'll get in trouble. It's the way the world is because we live in our own world, and sometimes we say things offensive that we don't realize is offensive.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, because it's just something you go, I didn't even realize that. But they're not screaming at each other. They're handling it like, you know, humans, and they're discussing it and going, okay, I see your point. That's how it should be. If people scream at each other, then it just becomes, you know, a crazy argument. But I like the way it was handled. I agreed with it. And I
would love to see the full edit of this tribal because it was interesting that it started off with Kelly basically being like, you know, shame on you for saying that because nobody ever brings up men's alliances because they're arbitrary. Nobody ever talks about them. And then by the end of it, Jamal is smiling and saying that he's loving the whole conversation. So it was kind of like that was a stepping point to bring in this other thing. But I'm wondering what else we kind of missed in between, because by the end of it, it was more of a broader discussion about, you know, society in general, more than presented as like a teachable moment like last week's moment was. So I would love to see like how that whole thing went down, but the whole conversation in general was just great. It was just great. I like how Nora is like, well, I've considered an all girls alliance.
Yeah. Well, she's honest, and like I said, it is part of the game, and it is mentioned. I can't off the top of my head remember women going, it's an all guys alliance, but guys do say, we have a bro alliance. They nickname their alliances. So maybe it's a guy thing where they just, I'm trying to think off the top of my head of, you know, I'm sure it has happened, but I can't remember women going, oh, they have the old guy alliance. I don't remember that ever being said. I'm sure it has, but I don't remember it off the top of my head. But we forgot to mention though, when Nora calls out Dean, you know, you don't even look me in the eye. Well, cause Dean thinks she's crazy, but I liked how Dean came back and said, well, you're trying to get Jamal out.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
And I said that was a great counter by Dean, because then Jamal's like, what?
Yeah.
And Nora kind of was going back and forth. He goes, well, you didn't give me an answer. He goes, well, you know.
Yeah. Well, that worked out okay for her since he played an idol for her.
the reason why he played the idol for her was he was thinking that, you know, maybe. I don't know what he was thinking about.
I had a theory on this. And then I want to go back just to the conversation real quick. But my theory that I think when Dean pulled out his idol and Nora was like, why didn't he play that last time? And like this.
Which makes sense, yeah.
Very suggestive way, which I was like, oh my God, is she going to like blow up Kelly's spot right now? Like, what is going on? And then it just kind of goes. And I think that Jamal got nervous because Nora and Dean very much don't like each other, that he was like, oh crap, if Dean is going to play his idol, then that means he's going after Nora to get her out because he doesn't like her. So I think he made a risk of who Dean's most likely target would be, not thinking that Dean was working with somebody else who wanted Jack out. So I wonder what the repercussions of that are going to be.
That's a good point, because Kelly did a great job of acting. I almost forgot that she was part of the plan, because she looked like, oh my God, her face was just like, oh my God. But Nora was smart. Like, well, why didn't he play it last week?
Yep.
Cause he was in trouble last week. Why wouldn't you have played it last week?
Yep.
Well, Nora, maybe he just found one this week.
I think that's what they're going to say.
Yeah.
But
still, I mean, when she said that, it was observant. And I was like, does she know about it? Does she not know about it? Like, is she blowing up the spot? I couldn't figure it out. And I'm sure it could have just been a Nora-ism, which I've just.
Well, Nora's not stupid.
Make a thing.
She just is crazy. I mean, she's just.
That's one way to say it.
Well, I know.
She's just very honest and very matter of fact. I guess it's a better way of saying than crazy.
Right,
but
we shouldn't say crazy, because we're talking about how women are perceived by society, and a lot of times they're called crazy as a
I call most men crazy too. So it's just, I probably shouldn't call anybody crazy, but you know,
right. Probably not, but she
I'm pretty sure I called him crazy more than once or twice. So.
She does have something that I think would be described in the closed captioning as a maniacal laugh.
Oh, yeah. But she's a very honest person, but she's very, I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, back to this discussion, Karishma brings up the microcosm of society and how, and you know, given with Me Too in the last year, because don't forget they filmed this season back in the springtime.
Yeah.
You know, how it's going to be brought into the game, things that happen.
Dan didn't see any of that, but.
No.
Dan's been sleeping for the last 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Literally sleeping.
He's been in a coma since the 80s, so it's not his fault.
Ah, yes, that's right. he slipped back into one back in like 2015 and, you know, awoke from it in March 2019 to go play Survivor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
It's possible.
But yeah, I just like that she brings in, though, that what happens in society, just like the game has evolved, the way that people play the game are going to evolve based on what's, you know, the temperature of the outside world, I guess.
I think it's always been that way.
Yeah. But then Janet has this wonderful, you know, they're like, you know, give the old lady a chance to speak. And I don't mean that because she's not an old lady, but like, they're like, you know, you're the oldest one here. Why don't you talk about it? And, you know, she's like, it puts us down to assume that we're going to bond based on gender. We need men and women behind us to be successful. But then I thought it was interesting that she ended it with that thing that we women tend to do, which is like, sorry, you know, like I do a lot. Does that make sense? Sorry. And she did that too, which I thought was very, you know, another thing that, you know.
Well, it's also a game and you don't want to, you're trying to, it's like home thing going with Dan. Why people aren't confronting Dan? I mean, I think they're worried. I don't know. I just.
See, I maybe know she's, the way maybe the way she said it to me reminded me of like when you say something, but you don't want to rock the boat. And especially women do this and then they like apologize right away for their opinion.
Yeah, I thought what she said it was fine. I mean, I thought it was perfect.
And then Jamal is beaming with pride that the women are able to speak about their perspectives and that he's getting new perspectives. So, and you know, I think Jamal was all of us in that moment.
Yeah.
Like at the end where he was just like, you know.
Well, again, sometimes you say things and you don't, you're thinking it's nothing wrong with it. But then you go, oh, okay, that, right. I get it now. I was wrong. Yeah. And you try to learn from that and not say it again, but it's just it's just been, you know, the world was a different way for, you know, forever, and now it's not. So you have to change with the times.
Exactly. And like Jamal said last week, apologize and then listen to what that other person's saying and then learn from it moving forward. And that's how we advance as a, you know, as a society.
Right.
So yeah.
I mean, some people aren't going to listen. That's just the way. I mean, we're all different, but I think most people would listen.
I would hope that most people would listen. Thoughts, Jay?
That's what I thought was kind of neat about it. And again, I think we kind of talked about it at the beginning of the episode, but the fact that, you know, both instances of, you know, bringing up these topics that are part of our social movements at the moment. Is a much more refreshing take than I think Survivor producers have played in the past, which is just kind of playing it up for the drama, but actually having like a real, you know, frank, honest discussion between people that's respectful.
They're having a true social experience.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like everyone's being,
I should say,
respectful of each other, as opposed to just making it a spectacle, which is nice. So I give kudos to the producers and editors of the show this season for that.
Yeah, and isn't it nice that every episode is not about idol play and we've actually had more of the social kind of stuff? I think that this episode had something for everyone. It had strategy for the strategic people. It had a good, you know, societal moment. And it had idol play for the people that like big moves.
And it also had another blind side to the viewer. I had no idea Jack was going home.
That's true.
That's very true. Neither did I.
I mean, I even though it was brought up by Kelly and she was the mastermind behind this whole thing.
Well, according to Colleen, Jamal
played his idol. I went, oh, he's going home. Jamal.
I don't think Kelly's move was bad. It's just not the way I would have done it.
Here's the thing. Like, we all know that Colleen doesn't think Kelly's move is like a good move.
Oh my God.
Like, it wasn't Michelle Winner's Edit Michelle levels move. Right. But, yeah. You know, maybe some other
when people said, "Who's Michelle?" Oh, I'll give her $1 million.
Oh my God, you guys are the worst.
She didn't make me mad, so I'm giving her $1 million.
Well, sometimes that's all you have to do.
Aubrey made me mad.
You got to be the person to vote for that is the least, that makes people the least mad. That's also very topical.
Anyway, all right. Well, I think that's a good place to cap it off here for us. Let's get into some listener feedback. Before we do that, let's take a quick commercial break.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Colleen, what do you got for us?
All right, our first email is from Mandy, and Mandy says, Mandy, I'm glad you three picked doing a podcast over going to see Fair Play's podcast in Durham. A, he has a podcast. What? And B, no, I would never go there. I'm good.
I'm thinking Fair Play has no problem with Dan. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
In fact, he probably has a t-shirt he's made, I love Dan.
Yeah, probably.
Or hug me, Dan. Free hugs for Dan or something.
Oh,
like that.
God. Oh, yuck. No.
He's probably got a shirt made for Dan already. I'm just, I think he makes shirts, right?
He does.
It's one of his things.
Oh, okay. God. You're right. Oh, no. You're right, Jack. Yes, you're on fire this episode.
I observe it. I'm like Elaine. I sit back. All right. I know what's going on. I might play stupid. Yeah. It might look stupid. It might be stupid, but...
But you're not stupid. Mandy continues, if Janet did the right thing, shouldn't she have gotten a reward? I love her so much. All the best players get blurred. Oh, because she got
blurred. I saw Mandy tweet that. I'm like going, her reward was making the right move.
Right.
So.
I'm pretty sure let me start the sentence again. I'm pretty sure that immunity challenge was the closest in a long time. We were at the edge of our seats. Yes, because sometimes you don't, you think that the editing is making it closer because you see it go back and forth. But they had the wide shot and it was that close.
Yeah,
it was. Jeff looked like his head was going to explode. He's looking back and forth.
Right.
Like they pretty much had it. They just couldn't get it like in.
No.
That's what she said. Again. Mandy says, we never talk about men's alliances. It's arbitrary. Queen Kelly, now Queen Janet. I'm so moved by everything about this conversation. A strong, smart, independent woman is winning this season. Oh, I forgot to mention, but it was awesome that they even incorporated Sandra's reactions into the whole discussion. Like, she, you know, nods at points. And yeah, it was just great. Like, yeah. She says, Lauren is my winner's pick, but if Jay gets to pick again, he should pick Kelly. Mandy. P.S. Why
I
is...
would. I, Colleen definitely wouldn't, but I would definitely maybe throw one for Kelly.
She doesn't have much of a she doesn't Kelly. Have much of a resume that you've seen.
Yeah, it's just like if if a idol play falls in the woods, does it count?
It doesn't.
If the idol play falls in the woods and no one sees it, then there was no idol played.
Plus, if Dean gets done, say Dean gets voted out on the jury, he's probably going to tell people at Ponderosa that's what happened.
All right. Fine.
There, Colleen, stand your ground, okay?
You guys have valid points. I'm sorry.
Colleen, I don't know why you're against strong women winning Survivor.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
Knock this strong woman down, okay? I'm sorry. You guys are right.
We have a guys' alliance going on. So.
Oh! Well, that's arbitrary, okay? We're kidding.
Of course, Jay's a little crazy. But what are you gonna do?
That's true. I've heard him laugh. I can't wait for Nora's exit interview. And now knowing that we're gonna get Nora at Final Tribal Council, it's gonna be great. In some form. Anyway. P.S. Why is Jack on the jury? Why are we starting the jury now?
How did he know he was on the jury?
He said it.
He said at the end.
I know, but how did he know?
They probably decided, like, they probably told him, like, yo, this dude's going home and keep, I don't know. There's a lot of people left, though, isn't there?
Unless they told him he's going to Ponderosa, then he knew he was on the jury.
No. Jeff said
at the end of the vote.
Did he? I didn't.
Yeah, the next person.
I don't listen to Jeff a lot of times, so I apologize.
Yeah, he says the next person voted out, and the first member of our jury is Jack.
Because he didn't say when they came in for the immunity challenge, he goes, such and such getting their first look at the tribe.
Yeah.
He always says that, and he didn't say that.
I don't know. They also barely had an introduction this week, too.
True.
No.
It was a fast challenge, too, so
Yeah, but you know what? We had that great conversation at Tribal, so I'm glad that they they left space for that. Credit to Maddie, her daughter, for pointing, for catching, for listening to what Jeff said and hearing that. And then she said, "P.S. Next week's is a 2-hour episode."
2 hours. Oof. So double elimination.
I guess so. So we're gonna have
to. I think it counts for double elimination, which is 2 hours. It just means it's like two episodes that are like put together. Double elimination is like if it's like one episode and two people.
That's true. Like last season when Kelly and David went home and it was both like within that same hour, right?
Yeah. Okay, so we have to pick twice.
To me is double elimination. This is just two episodes taped together.
Just means more commercials.
God, yeah. The commercials now have just gotten egregious.
But we had like 20 minutes without a commercial, and I know that because I was waiting to go pee. And we had after that like a 10-minute commercial break. Anyway.
That's the one thing I do regret of not having a DVR anymore, because I would literally start the episode at 8:25 and be done at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true. You used to.
Well, the great thing about if you ever get that antenna is you can get a DVR for your antenna, and then you can record stuff.
Oh, well, okay. That's something I can shoot
for. Wait, do we have the... Okay.
Moving on.
All right, moving on. Our second email is from Victoria.
Victoria.
And she says...
You have the answers.
Well, hello, everyone. Wowzers. I remember watching Dad Bod last year and thinking there was no way that Chris could win. So I was back in shock mode when they showed the recap. Man, oh, man. I thought the risky move this tribal was the one that Dean did. I was surprised that he started off speaking and throwing Nora under the bus. She was a true liability, and I wonder if she's ever even watched this show. She's definitely the worst liar I've ever seen in my entire life. She makes me so mad as a Marylander, because she is not repping the DMV right now. Arg. Then for me, Kelly started to do the same thing, and as a therapist, I saw right through her passion, and I think the tribe did too.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Interesting take.
Yeah. I thought that Karishma gave the best response, and I was happy to... Wait, what does she mean by saw right through her passion?
Like, you know, maybe passion was like a missed thing there, but maybe the... I don't know.
Like, okay. I thought that Karishma gave the best response, and I was happy to hear her view. Then Janet brought it home and made me proud. You can tell that it made Jamal think and change his view of his own views, even though he was right about the Girls Alliance. And I agree with that. Sadly, Jack went home, and I didn't even know who he was. I think it was a huge mistake to not take Dean out. I agree! And then I don't, for the love of me, know what the purpose was taking Jack out when he was no threat at all. If anything, Janet should have been the takeout because she gets along with everyone and can easily win the social game if she connects with the other tribe. I don't know, guys. This season, while good, makes no sense to me. At this point, I'm still on Team Tommy, but he's not getting any edit time, which worries me. I'm thinking Dan the Toucher is next, or Missy, because meh, why not? Maybe Nora will take out Jamal because... he will tell her that she owes him one and she will flip. See, it's interesting that Victoria has that take because, A, I think it was a huge mistake to not take out Dean, but you guys made a good case for why she might want to keep Dean around. So we'll see who's
she's,
right
she
there.
She said she didn't trust Jack. She said she couldn't. She said it. She said he's great social game. He's good in challenges. I think I would struggle beating him.
Right. See, we have a different perspective of Jack because we did not get a lot of him like from the end.
No.
So he might be a much bigger personality around camp, right?
Exactly.
You did have Jack telling Jamal, hey, you're a little overboard on the fire thing.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about that because, you know, because Jamal wasted half the flint trying to get the fire started.
Right.
And Kelly, we know she knows how to do it because she learned from Boston Rob, and she's... And he even said she starts the fires. If she can start the fire, why are you fighting her with the fire?
Wait, was that Kelly or Elizabeth that learned from Boston?
Was it Elizabeth?
I think it was Elizabeth.
Yep.
Or Kelly already knew how to do it, or something like
that. Yeah, but regardless, Kelly had that on lockdown, like the fire.
Yeah, she. I mean, we got a fire.
Yep. Yeah. So I don't know. I love this season. It makes sense to me. I don't know.
This has been a good season. I like what's going on.
I agree. It has been a fun season. Characters are great, and everybody's playing. There are people just showing up or quitting, even though there was a couple, like when the rain was really pouring and Karishma looked miserable, I was like, quit.
And he was only saying that because he wants to change his winner's pick.
Yes, Karishma.
She's final three, Jay.
I know, but dang it.
All week I've been calling Zach Jay, and I just called you Zach. Why do I keep calling? Because a couple times he has that, where you had that look at your age, at his age. I go, God, you look like your dad there. And he goes, no, don't tell me that.
I'm kidding, of course.
But no, he does look like you sometimes. I'm like going, he gives that, you know, smart Alec look. And then you go, I go, Jay. He goes, look, I go, wait, I could just call you Jay? Zach, whatever your name is. Anyway. So I apologize for calling you Zach when your name is Jay.
It happens.
It is. It could be. I don't think we should be making fun of old people. I think that's it's offensive.
All right. Let's see. Any other feedback? Is that it, Colleen? I'm sorry.
No, that's it. That's all we got. Although I did put something out on the Twitter. Let me just make sure that nobody had as of a few minutes ago. On the Twitter. But a whole crop of people have finished watching it in a different time zone since I closed this. And nope, nothing from the Twitter, which is at Jay and Jack.
Oh my god. Let's see, my mouse is not working, so.
I just changed the batteries in that thing. I changed the batteries in your keyboard.
It's the Old Spice soap.
Yeah, because that's a thing.
Why don't you just take the...
No, it's still being powered. It's just not connected. All. Not
yeah, I would turn it off and then on. It happens to me sometimes.
I just did that. You think I wasn't in tech support for however many years? Anyways,
if you ever had DirecTV, you're supposed to plug it for 15 seconds.
I'll get the mouse on so I can click the other tab that shows the pre-merge picks, but we do know yesterday's picks. I picked Karishma because please. Jack picked Tommy and Colleen picked Nora, so no points there.
I thought crying Tommy was going home today. I really thought that they won.
They won, but I do think, Jack, if they hadn't, I think you would have been a good pick.
Hey, when Karishma said that she was going to take the shot on her first time.
Oh, my God.
You kind of laughed. I was like, oh, this is, I'm going to marinate it level of awkward. Oh.
It's like, oh, Karishma, honey. Just stop.
I like Karishma, though.
I feel like she's a cool person. Love to hang out with her. I feel bad.
You just want a different winner's pick.
I know.
What if she gets there with Nora?
If Karishma? Michelle can win, anyone can win. So, anyway, all right, Jack, who are you picking to go home next week? Two people.
Two people.
Any order, I will say, is fine.
Well, now they've merged.
That's
so
very kind of you.
Oops. Should we say that?
I think we have to figure at this point that we're close to a merge because.
Okay.
You know.
All right. So.
But
I'm
you can pick
say,
two. You pick two. Any order. It doesn't have to be in any order to get the point.
I'm gonna say Tommy's a target. He's a strong competitor, and. Shoot. I'm trying to think who else there is. I'll say Division One Dean.
Dean. Now, I will put a bonus on it. If you get them in correct order, you get double points, so 4 points total.
All right, then I want to switch it from Dean to Tommy.
Dean, then Tommy?
You think Dean is the merge vote?
Yeah, I think so.
Dean, Tommy. Okay. So if either of them goes, you get a point per. But if you get them in the correct order, you get 2 points per, which would be 4 points.
Ooh, all right. Sweet.
Colleen.
All right. I think.
No yawning.
Are we keeping you up here?
No, you're not. No, my vocal cords are just very relaxed, so they were stretching. I'm going to go with Dan the Toucher. That is a thing. That is a thing, actually.
All right,
let's focus. Dan the Toucher.
I think he's going to be the merge vote.
Okay.
And I think you might be onto something with Tommy, but
take your time.
I am. Thank you.
You're like Kelly thinking of her plan.
I know. Hold on. I've got it. I'm inspired. I've got an what did she say? I've got an inspiration.
I got an inspiration. And then she froze. She was like Jay's mouth.
Sick enough for Kelly here. I think she was doing the right thing and thinking about her thoughts and then letting them come out instead of just like blurting out nonsense.
That's true. All right, I'm gonna go Tommy. So I'm gonna say Dean and then Tommy.
Tommy Vitor, okay.
Tommy Vitor, what?
all right, my picks here. I definitely think Dan's first. And while I do really like Kelly, I think this is most her most risky post, whatever. I think there's a chance she goes home.
Who?
Kelly.
See, now I think that you guys are right that Kelly and Dean are going to go far now because we just saw this awesome idol play thing.
Sure.
I think Dan's a threat, but not a threat to win the game.
No, but I think that you touch enough people.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it catches up to you at some point.
That's why I said he's a threat, but not a threat to win.
I mean, again, we've had all this stuff, and we had a hashtag MeToo reference tonight, so I think it's all foreshadowing.
All right, so with
that was a joke.
Jack, you said merge.
Bad one, but still.
For Jack, so no points there.
But he made the jury. That should count.
No, it's not the merge. He made the jury. I tried.
Didn't make the merge. I gave him my best shot.
But Colleen and I said pre-merge.
Oh, thank God. This whole time I'm sitting here thinking that I said he was merge, so excellent.
I figured I had him at merge.
You
way to
had
go, Kelly.
Me at the
way
merge.
To screw up my game.
So Jack originally had a lead in this game. He still has three.
How did I have a lead?
I think you did at one point.
You did. No, you
started
had
the
lead,
strong.
Jay. You did.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I didn't think I had a lead.
Well, Jack, you have three tally points. Colleen,
okay.
You have three tally points, and I have four tally points.
We're coming for you.
No, I like the fact that nobody's blowing at it. It's a
tight
neck
game.
And neck.
Tight game.
It's like today's immunity challenge.
And my winner's pick is Karishma. So really,
and there's unless she quits, there's no way she does because these players are thinking.
Yeah, but nobody's winner.
Look at Janet today, how she thought that through. These players think. So there's no way Karishma gets voted out because there is no way she goes, you know, when she said to Dean, you've tried three times to get me out. Now it's your turn. And her look was like, oh, he has an idol? Bummer. No way she wins.
But here's the thing. Colleen, you picked Elaine. I don't think Elaine's winning. And Jack, you have Lauren as your winner's pick, who I don't think is winning. So really, I think
Lauren's a smart player, though. I think she goes. I think Elaine could win, even though the only thing we saw today with Elaine was her going, "The puzzle's not right. The puzzle's not right." I think people underestimate Elaine. I think if I could change my pick, I would pick Elaine.
You're full of crap.
I swear I'd pick her. She's a
smart
player.
Out of the three of those choices left, Elaine has the best chance.
I guess so. I guess. All right. Well, that will do it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call time.
Oh, we're keeping. Oh, your vocal cords
it's
are
contagious.
Now.
My vocal cords are just like all
very
tense.
Relaxed.
They're tense.
God. Send an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JNJackGroup. Become a patron today over at patreon.com/JNJack. We want to especially thank Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Drake the Destroyer, and Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier. And thank you to all of our patrons. You can find a full list over at JNJack.com. And also on JNJack.com, there's a button to become a patron today. Click on that. Whether you give $1 or a bajillion dollars, it all helps make these podcasts possible. Check out the other podcasts on the network right now. There is Dancing with the Stars with Jack and Cindy, Broadcast with Colleen, Shandy, and Amanda, and Ramblecast After Dark with Boston, Nick, Matt, and Jack.
And you also, had to think about that for a second.
Also, Owen and Brew's Barbecue will be back next week, and they may have a special guest.
Whoa.
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 I heard them talking last night, so they may have a special guest.
Wow, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. If it is who I think it is, that's a big get.
Is it Jack?
That's my guess.
That's my guess, too.
I don't know who it is.
Okay. All right.
I just heard they had a special guest.
You'll just have to listen. I think they're trying to do weeklies for the new Mandalorian show that's coming out.
Because Nick is out of town. He's in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh.
I don't know if I should be giving that information out, but he's out of town.
For anybody that knows his address and wants to steal his stuff.
I don't think he cares.
Anyway. All right. That is it for this week's episode. We'll see you all next week after the 2-hour double whammy.
You think we were yawning now?
I know, right?
Goodness gracious. I know. Next week is going to be a little bit brutal for us, but that's okay. We're going to make it through.
This is what we do for you.
Got it. And I want to see again that this was a great episode, and I really enjoyed
even though
the
Colleen
at the
hates
end.
Kelly. Like,
I
think
I don't know why that.
I don't.
Kelly
I've been
much.
Thinking though. I don't want people to think that I was like being a Jamal apologist at the before. Like, I'm thinking.
Oh, I thought you were. That's
no,
not what
no,
you're trying
no,
to
I was
do.
Just saying. Like, to me, I thought it was interesting that it didn't go back to like I don't know. Whatever. I liked it. I really enjoyed it, and I liked that everybody learned
things
from it.
I didn't see it that way. I just thought you were being a Jamal apologist.
Okay, yeah. Cool. I don't know. I'm like replaying it in my head. You know, a thing that I usually do after we stop recording, but we're still recording after we've said goodbye for some reason. So we should just go.
Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.